USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Thousands of victims from last week's massive wildfire just northwest of Denver are struggling to cope with the loss of everything they own. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Nothing can be harder, losing everything you have, not just a house, but a home. And what comes next for you, for your family. There's a lot of soul searching and decisions you'll be making along the way.
The fire destroyed about 1,000 homes and damaged hundreds more. At this time, two people are still missing. An investigation is ongoing into what started the fire. Severe weather ravaged parts of the South overnight. High wind damaged some homes, blew down trees, and knocked out power. The storms followed a system on New Year's Day that brought a tornado and serious flooding to Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
At least 2,000 flights have been canceled and delayed over the New Year's weekend because of winter storms in the Midwest and a reduction of workforce caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Many of the cancellations began on Christmas Eve. Southwest Airlines, Delta Airlines, JetBlue Airways, American Air, and United are all among the country's largest. Each had more than 100 flights canceled. Southwest had more than 950 flight delays, the most of any airline. A large fire caused significant damage to buildings in South Africa's Parliament complex in Cape Town. A 51-year-old man had been taken into custody for questioning in connection with the fire, which destroyed the chamber of the National Assembly. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa visited the scene of the fire. He said it was devastating news just after the death of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Another controversial Republican congressman has been pulled off social media.
The personal Twitter account of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has been suspended by Twitter, the social media company claiming that she posted false information about the COVID-19 pandemic. Spokesperson saying, "We permanently suspended Greene for repeated violations of our COVID-19 misinformation policy." Representative Greene responding on conservative social media platform Getter, saying she tweeted statistics from the vaccine adverse event reporting system that got her suspended. Her Twitter account in the House of Representatives is still active. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
New laws are on the books.
From marijuana to minimum wage, states across the country rang in the new year with new laws that went into effect. The nation's capital joining 15 states where recreational marijuana is now legal, New York becoming the second largest state after California where it's legal to light up. And while the federal minimum wage has stayed stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009, 29 states upped their minimum wage, with most topping $10 an hour. And in Illinois, Haley Martinez inspired a new law that will allow kids under 16 to run a lemonade stand without a permit, after hers was shut down by the health department. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.